post-match interview.
Jane Birch has just poked her head into the Colac rooms, hoping to grab either Darcy Lang or Rowan McSparran. I actually think she's been able to extract Rowan McSparran from out of the rooms, thanks to the drain man. Block drains cleared fast. Birchie, you've got Rowan next to you.
I do have Rowan here. Commiserations, Rowan, after that loss today. There were moments in the game where both teams had momentum, and you guys had momentum, particularly in that third quarter, really got yourself back into the game within a few points, but just couldn't seem to maintain it for long enough periods, and then obviously to hit the front and obviously go on with it from there. So did you feel that that was sort of an issue where you got on a bit of a roll but just couldn't quite sustain it for long enough?
I don't think it was sustaining it. I think it was capitalising. We go down and kick 5 points. They go down and kick a goal. We kick three of those. We're back in front. So I don't think it was maintaining it. I just think it was being able to take those chances when we were in the forward half.
And what about in terms of personnel? Is that an area, when you sit down to dissect it, do you feel that, you know, sort of in that midfield group that you were lacking a little bit of personnel today in the mids, you had a couple out injured. Is that something that you would put it down to, or are there other areas that have sort of stuck out to you?
Personnel wasn't the issue. Absolutely not. No, it was. You can't play finals and not have intent, and there's big parts of the game where our intent wasn't there, and yeah, you can't roll out there against decent opposition and expect to get a win when it's going your way and you don't defend going the other.
Ro, thanks for joining us. Commiserations on the loss today. What was the message to the boys? Have you had a chance between you and Darce to have a quick chat to them to, I suppose, put this very quickly in the rearview mirror and look forward to Leopold and Newtown next week?
Yeah, we think we got a fair bit of the review that we did last week. We think we got a fair bit of that right this week, but it was our opportunities going forward we just didn't capitalise on. And in finals, if you're kicking, I think we kicked 17 or 18 points and we had some really good looks at goal, it's just not going to get the job done.
You got back to 4 points, as you said, and you had that dominance early in the third quarter. How frustrating is it when you see, you know, obviously Garnes kicked the goal, you got to 4 points, and then they go the other way. Sam James just finds himself out the back all alone. How do you react as a coach? That is there a level of frustration to that?
Certainly there is, but you just want the boys to get back on task and not sit on their heels and let the game come to them. You want them to keep pushing forward. And a couple of times we got a couple of goals kicked on us today, and I think too many of us went back onto our heels and didn't keep pressing forward.
You must have been pleased with your defensive tools, as in the likes of Malik and Josh Garner, because the influence of the likes of Bosley and Caldu wasn't what it has been over the journey. They had to find their goals from elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. I thought those boys did really well. And as you said, Garner on fort was really good as well. So, you know, he's been playing majority as a forward, and he's gone down back and did a fantastic job. So the matchups behind the ball were really good. We just didn't capitalise on the looks we had going forward.
For the drain man, block drains cleared fast. Speaking with Colac co-coach Rowan McSparran, he's Matty Kershaw.
Ro, commiserations. It's always tough talking to us after a loss, no matter when it is at part of the year. But we spoke pre-game about your kicking efficiency, and it was probably an area, I reckon, in the first probably quarter and a bit that let you down a little bit. That probably that kick going inside forward 50, and then obviously your scoreboard pressure probably wasn't quite there. But did you feel that probably let you down in the first quarter and a half?
Yeah, spot on, Kersh. I reckon our execution again was pretty poor in that first quarter and a half. And as we've seen, when we got it right, we were able to chop through them and get really good looks on goal. And then when we were chopping through them, we just weren't taking our chances in front of the ball. So it was a kind of a double-edged sword. We're giving the ball back to them in dangerous spots, and then when we did get through them, we're not taking our chances.
And also, I guess, at times they took away sort of your run on the outside as well. They covered off some exits, and your side wasn't as damaging, probably in the second half more so on the outside. They probably took that away from you a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I just thought some of the decisions with the holding the balls with us. I think we had three throws right in front of us where you guys were sitting as well, and they were able to take the ball away where they were clear throws, and we just didn't get those advantage. And then we get half held, and we're dropping the ball. So I think that's something we might have to have a look at during the week, or I might have to give Jock a call and see if I'm interpreting it wrong.
I agree with you, Ro, on those.
He did for most of the
I
day,
did
Ro.
For most of the day. But anyway, that's an off-air conversation.
well, you know, and at times you've got to protect the player's head. I think we've got three or four blokes with black eyes and scratches in their face from copping it high. So we might have to have a look and see if we're able to have our head protected again.
Ro, Zach Zibel was just amazing today. I thought he had a great battle with Callop, but was well on top, and just he's around the groundwork is such a benefit to you.
Oh, he's a huge competitor, Zach. He's had a phenomenal year, and to be honest, if he's not in the top three of the the medal come the end of the year, there's something wrong there. I think his work this year has been fantastic, and he's done a lot of the ruck work by himself, and I think again today his effort was amazing. And you know, if we can sprinkle that through a few of the other boys, I think we're going to go a long way to get a win next week.
Ro, just on Jaron McCormack, came from the ground, had some work being done to a glute or a hip, and then went back on. You sent him deep forward, but then brought him off. Is there any concern there?
Oh, he's just got a lingering back issue that he's had for a little while. He works up near Ballarat, so he spends a fair bit of the time in the car. So he just needs to get that released. And from time to time, we know it's going to seize up on him. And unfortunately, today it just seized up. So we tried to free it up as much as we could, but we'll get him assessed and treatment during the week, and he should be right.
So out of Simkin, McCarthy and Rennetts, who do you expect to play next Sunday against Leopold or Newtown and Chilwell?
Well, I'm hoping all of them.
Okay. that sounds fairly confident.
Well, you live and die by the results. If we get through this today and we roll into a second semi, you might have to assess them a little bit differently, but there's no tomorrow now, so we've got to roll out there and throw caution to the wind and have a crack at it.
Absolutely. You will be an interested spectator, no doubt, here tomorrow to have a look.
Yeah, our under-14s playing the grand final out at Lara, so all the boys are going to get over there for a look and hopefully kick them home, and then off the back of that we might come and have a look, and hopefully Leopold and Newtown belt the Christ out of each other tomorrow and a bit tender for next week, fingers crossed.
I think your boys play St Albans, is that right, in that?
They do, mate, yeah, that's right.
Under 14, Division 2?
Yep.
Yeah, well, good luck to the young Tigers. I know it's been tough darts with parts of your junior section, under 18s and the like, so hopefully these kids, a bit of success, will continue to roll through your club and be a part of it as you go forward. Ro, commiserations today. Always appreciate your time pre and post game, and we'll do it all again next Sunday.
We will do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ro. Ro
McSparron joining us on K-Rock Football. Thanks to the Drain Man. Blocked drains cleared fast. That is the Drain Man, Brendan Dover and all the team. Thanks to the Drain Man for their support of K-Rock Football. Just a little bit about the Drain Man. They're the drain clearing experts known and trusted by Geelong Surf Coast and Bellarine locals for years. Toilets, sinks, showers, drains, whatever's blocked, they'll clear it. Book at thedrainman.com.au and fix all your drainage problems.
The post-match interview.